Thank you. Thank you for that question. And it depends on the kind of follow-up that you mean. So in some respects, the reception of that report was actually very positive. I think both from member states, from private sector actors, and from civil society organizations. And so I've spent a fair amount of time since publishing that report engaging with different stakeholders on what it might mean to take forward some of the recommendations that are made in those reports. And in addition to prioritizing engaging with state actors, I've attempted to prioritize engaging with the private corporations that wield so much power and influence in that space as well. But a lot of work remains to be done. In terms of perhaps more concrete follow-up, my next report to the General Assembly is actually going to be also still on racial discrimination and emerging digital technologies, but we'll focus in the on the border enforcement context and on refugees, migrants, and non-citizens. And so that report will be an extension of some of the analysis that is highlighted in that report. But I do want to thank you for calling attention to that report again, because some of the greatest challenges that we are seeing and challenges that are actually referred to in the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action is the use of emerging digital technologies to really amplify existing structures of racial discrimination and exclusion. And I think that we are at a moment where it is not yet too late for UN member states to take action to mitigate the worst of the harms, but there has to be greater attention paid, and we have to move beyond the sense that technology is neutral and objective, but really that we have to be insisting on the development of equality and non-discrimination norms when we're thinking about how technologies are deployed. So I thank you for that question, and I should probably state that to the extent that I can be of further assistance to member states that are trying to think more deeply about how they integrate some of the recommendations that I highlight in that report into their national practices or into their international advocacy, I remain open and available to engage in those ways.